If you have your Bibles with you, you can turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles 16, starting at verse 7. It says, "On that day, David gave to Asher and his fellow Levites this song of thanksgiving to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him. Yes, sing his praises. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. Exalt his name, holy name. Rejoice, you who worship the Lord. Search for the Lord and for his strength. Continually seek him. Remember the wonders he has performed, his miracles and the rulings he has given." Then down to verse 23. It says, "Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and joy fill his dwelling. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offering. Come into his presence. Worship the Lord in all of his holy splendor. Let all the earth tremble before him. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Tell all the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the fields and their crops burst out with joy. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he's coming to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." May the Lord bless his word to our hearts here today. So today is Thanksgiving Sunday, and we want to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. I want to welcome all the members of family that are visiting here today and to be with other family members. And then, of course, some of our family is out other places visiting family as well. So thank you for coming today. If you're a visitor with us too, just want to extend blessings to you. Now, as we come to Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving is a day where our society has set aside a day to celebrate the harvest and to gather together as families for a wonderful meal, of which we are doing. But also, it's a time set aside to give thanks to God. And that's part, I think, that our world is starting to get away from. We're thankful for one another. We're thankful for our families. We're thankful for the harvest. But I think we're forgetting sometimes to be thankful to the Lord for his provision and his blessings in our lives. And as Christians, certainly that should be our focus still on Thanksgiving Sunday, to come give thanks unto the Lord. Now, while we enjoy getting together as families, enjoying a meal together, it's also important that we always gather together to give thanks. And as we look over this year and over the years, I'm sure you can come up with some things that come to your mind very quickly where you can stop and just give thanks unto the Lord. And I want to encourage you to do that this morning, that whatever's been going on in your life over these last weeks or months or even days, that this morning that you would just determine to change your thoughts, to change your focus, and to start thinking about things to be thankful for. Because thankfulness is an atmosphere changer. And so if you've been experiencing some troubles, some difficulties, and just feeling the pressures of the world coming all around you, it's an amazing thing when you start giving thanks unto God, how that atmosphere can change. And we want that atmosphere. We want that here in our church too. And as we come into this place, we want to come with thanksgiving on our minds. And as we come through those doors, you know, it's really a good practice to say, okay, I'm leaving everything else outside. I'm not going to be focusing on what just happened, or maybe you had a discussion on your way in, that you leave that outside. And again, I'm going to hear to give thanks unto the Lord. It's always important that we are thankful towards one another and also thankful towards our God. Now, as we read this story here in 1 Chronicles 16, King David is here seeing. He's the one who wrote this song that we just read. It's actually a song. And as you read it, I'm kind of thinking, I wonder how the music went with that. Not really sure how it did, but it was a song. And King David, he longed to have the Ark of God's presence in the city of Jerusalem. You remember, as you read the Old Testament, they had an ark, and that ark represented the presence of God. And it wasn't in the city of Jerusalem at that time. And so they're recognizing that, you know what, wherever that ark is, there's blessings. And I think that's even true today. Wherever the presence of the Lord is, there's what? There's freedom. There's blessings. There's peace. There's goodness. There's joy. There's a lot of good things in the presence of the Lord. And so David wanted to see that ark come into the city of Jerusalem, which was now their capital. And David was the Bible says, was a man who had a heart after God. He loved the Lord. And so bringing that ark was really important to him. And as they bring the ark into Jerusalem, that the story goes on, there was great rejoicing, there was thanksgiving, there was praise, there was singing, there was shouting, there was dancing, and people were excited that they were bringing the ark into Jerusalem. At that time, they didn't have a temple as of yet. It was still the tent that they brought it into. And as they did that, King David came up with a song of thanksgiving. You remember that David was a musician, and I loved to sing and sang before the courts, and then eventually became a king himself. And he wrote this song of thanksgiving to be played and sung before the ark of God's presence. And you know, as you read that, I hope that was kind of stirring up inside of you. Yeah, right. These are some things that I should be praising the Lord about. And when we think of thanksgiving, well, that includes praise, it includes appreciation, includes gratefulness, includes honor, and all these things really should accompany ourselves as we come into the house of God to be grateful unto God, to appreciate what the Lord is doing in our lives, to honor the Lord, to praise the Lord, to give thanks unto the Lord. And so we really need to make an effort, and sometimes more than others, to kind of almost like put aside the things that are disturbing us or things that have kind of got our attention away from the Lord. And as we come into his house to say, I am going to worship the Lord. I am going to give thanks unto the Lord. I don't care what's going on in my life right now. I'm going to take this time and shout out my praise and my thanksgiving unto the Lord. I'm telling you, that is a great atmosphere changer where God can move in you and where God can also move in all of us. And so that's something we want to see, an atmosphere in our church where God is free to move and touch people that are gathered here, because we don't know all the things that are going on in people's lives that are gathered here today. And I can tell you that for some people, things are fantastic, wonderful, good. But for some other people, it's been really hard. It's been really difficult. They're going through some trials. And so to come here and to start to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It increases our faith to believe God for those things that we're going through, even for those things that we might deem as impossible, because all things are possible with God. So anyway, I'd like to use this song that is written by King David this morning just to encourage us, you know, to press into a spirit of thankfulness as we come before our God, and then to end the service with thanking God by partaking of communion of the Lord's Supper before we go. So that's kind of the goal here this morning. And so as you read this 1 Chronicles 16, it starts out by saying, give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. So the first thing that we should be doing as we come into this place is to begin to bring our thanks and talk about the greatness of God. You know, sometimes we just think about ourselves, what's going on in our own lives. It's good sometimes to get the thoughts off ourselves and get our eyes upon him and begin to give thanks unto him for his greatness and for who he is. Because we serve a great God. We serve the Almighty God. No one can compare to him. And so thanksgiving should, you know, start with, you know, thanking our God, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Healer, our Baptizer, our Creator, our Comforter, our King, our Lord of all. 1 Chronicles 16, a few verses down from where we just read, says, great is the Lord, verse 25, he is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor, majesty surround him. Strength and joy fill his dwelling. And, you know, and that's just one of many verses telling us how great our God is. No one can compare to him. There's no other name by which we can be saved. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Almighty. He's the Savior of the world. And the Bible says we're to come before him and hallow his name. Declare his praises. Declare his goodness. Declare who he is. Hallowed be thy name. The Lord's prayers we begin. So all glory, all honor is to go to him. So we need to take time to recognize what a great God we serve. And we start by getting the focus off ourselves and getting the focus on him and begin to speak of his greatness and tell of his greatness with thanksgiving. You know, I think of the song we sometimes sing, "How great is our God." Sing with me, "How great is our God." All will see how great is our God. And so as we come into this house, let us bring our thanks to God, declaring that he is great, the greatness of our God. And then secondly, as we bring thanks to God, it should also include us telling the world about him and proclaiming what he has done in our lives. 1 Chronicles 16:8, "Give thanks to the Lord, proclaim his greatness, let the whole world know what he has done." So we're not to be quiet about what God has done in our lives. We're to tell others. The power of a testimony. So many people come to faith in Christ, not because of our preaching, not because of our singing, not because of our churches, but because of our testimony that they see in us that draws them to Jesus Christ. And so we need to, again, testify, tell others what the Lord has done. You know, sometimes we can be very private, and, you know, sometimes you need to be that way if you're that kind of an individual, but let your praises be heard. Let people know what God has done for you. I heard one of the testimonies just as we were shaking hands, just quick testimony. Person tell me what God had done for them. That's wonderful. That's what we're supposed to do. Tell the world. Tell your story of coming to faith in Christ. Tell everyone that you can of the greatness and the goodness of your God. Because people need to know that Jesus makes a difference in our lives. How will people know that God is good without somebody telling them? So we are commissioned to go and tell the world about our God. Going down there in 1 Chronicles 16, down to verse 23, it says, "Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does." You know, we are to be God's representatives in our world. We're to go out and tell the story to our world. We're to go out there and testify what the Lord has done, that he's redeemed us, he's saved us, he's delivered us, he's set us free. Tell others what the Lord has done and how God has made a difference in your life. You know, Jesus himself, just before as he was ascending into heaven, he gave us one final message. And again, it was a message of commissioning us to go out into the world and to preach the gospel. That's what was important. And so as we come to our Thanksgiving time and we come before the Lord, let's remember, let's testify. Let's tell our stories. Let's tell others about the goodness of God. Because, you know, you never know, there may be somebody else that could be in the room or someone that you're talking to, maybe going through a situation that you already went through. And when you could tell them what God has done for you, then they begin to have faith and courage to believe if God did it for them, God can do it for me. So let's bring our thanks by sharing our stories of what the Lord has done. And then thirdly, in bringing our thanks to God, we should come before God with singing. We should sing our thanksgiving with a song of praise coming from that inner being, especially over what the Lord has done. 1 Chronicles 16:9, sing to him. Yes, sing his praises. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. And this is one of those things, if you haven't noticed, this church seems to do pretty good at. We love to sing here. And people that come and visit us, they say, I really enjoyed the singing today in your church. Well, we do. We do love to sing. And the Bible says if you're going to have a thankful heart, guess what? It's going to come out and you're going to start singing about it. It was rather interesting this past Wednesday in our prayer time. People were praying, there's three individuals that broke out into a song. And they began to sing a song. And others, of course, then joined in with them. But I was blessed for that because I knew it was coming from the heart. It wasn't just, doing a song for doing a song's sake. It was something that was touching their heart, and that's how they responded. 1 Chronicles 16:23, let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. God is looking for the whole earth to come together and to worship the Lord. We need to keep praying for that, that we would see all of society come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and to give him praise. I was thinking this morning about heaven and being in heaven and listening to people sing. And if you could imagine, which we can't, but billions and billions of people coming together and singing unto the Lord. You think that noise can be great here? You imagine if billions of people together, the roar, the sound of voices together, that many voices. I tell you, that would be quite something to hear. And one day, we're going to be part of that choir singing unto the Lord. But God loves our singing, something that's appropriate, something that's expected from us. Colossians 3:16 says, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. That's so important. Thankful hearts. We need to be thankful people. We need to be ready to worship the Lord. Even on a Sunday morning, our worship team, they come in here early on Sunday mornings. They practice again. They're practicing here on Thursday night as well. And as they come here and they begin to lead, we need to be ready to join in with them. When they hit that first key, man, we should be right there, ready to give thanks unto the Lord and join in with worship. We don't want to be silent because the Bible talks about that even nature itself praises the Lord. Even nature gives thanks to the Lord. There's a common phrase in there, I'm not going to let no rock cry out in my place. I don't want nature to be beating me in the whole area of thanksgiving and praise unto my God. We've come to the harvest and seen the beautiful fields and that harvest coming in, and that gives glory to God. Just seeing the beautiful harvest that is out there. But God has done something greater inside of all of us. And that's where we need to give, again, thanksgiving unto the Lord. So don't be silent in our thanksgiving, but sing with thanksgiving. And again, you know what your singing does? It changes the atmospheres. People can come into this place, they might feel terrible, they might have had a bad week, maybe facing some big major trials, but when they start coming into an atmosphere where people are starting to sing and give worship unto God, their atmosphere begins to change as well. So sing with thanksgiving. He's worthy of our singing. He's worthy of our songs. He's worthy of us giving thanks through our singing. Fourthly, we're to bring our thanks into our worship, where we come and we acknowledge the Lord for who he is and we exalt him. 1 Chronicles 16:10, exalt in his holy name, rejoice you who worship the Lord. Give the Lord the glory and honor he deserves. In heaven, 24/7 worship, right? That's what's taking place around his throne. We don't want to be waiting till heaven to go up there to worship. We want to be ready. This here is training ground. This is choir practice, actually, that gets ourselves ready for when we go there to heaven. Again, want to worship the Lord with all of our hearts. Should be filled with awe. Should be filled with reverence. Should be filled with honor as we come before the Lord. Give him the respect. Give him the reverence that he deserves. He's worthy to receive everything that we can give. Everything that we can even think of. He is worthy of it all to give unto him. Now this morning we just finished taking up an offering or giving of our offerings. And we kind of like giving that part because that kind of helps us with an understanding of what we're doing when we give an offering. It is actually worship unto God. Maybe you don't feel that. Maybe, that's not the same as singing or other prayers or things of that nature. But when you bring an offering, that is worship unto the Lord. Again, you go down a little bit further, 1 Chronicles 16:29. Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offering. Come into his presence. Worship the Lord in all his holy splendor. So an offering, it's actually worship. Sometimes we don't think of that, but it is. It's an act of worship before the Lord. And as we do that, we're to come with thanksgiving. We're to give with thanksgiving, thanking God for all the blessings that he's done and poured out into our lives. And that's the kind of worship the Bible says that God accepts. You know, worship includes things like our praise, our singing, our shouting, serving, obedience, our offerings, and also our thanksgiving. Psalm 50:14 says, make thankfulness your sacrifice to God. Again, sometimes we don't think of that, that just simply being thankful is an offering that you're giving to God. And it says, keep the vows that you made to the Most High. Keep your promises to God. You know, as I was thinking today of people who have made commitments to Christ and they've walked away from that commitment. You need to be reminded that you made a commitment to Jesus Christ. He expects that to be an eternal commitment, not just a commitment for a short period of time. So we need to get back to that place where we serve the Lord and commit ourselves fully to follow the Lord. And again, remember what the Lord has done. Remember those good things that you've experienced and come back to those things and to give thanks unto God. Bring thanksgiving into your worship. The number five in bringing thanks before the Lord, we need to seek the Lord, pursue the Lord, give him recognition in your lives, commit yourself to following him and to seek more of him, because God always has more, always, always. 1 Chronicles 16:11, search for the Lord and for his strength, continually seek him. You don't stop seeking the Lord. You continue in seeking the Lord because there's always more. There's always more for you to experience as you seek after the Lord. So our relationship with God, you know, it needs to be more than just one encounter or an occasional visit. Our relationship with the Lord needs to be a daily occurrence. You know, wanting to experience more that God would have for us. That's all taught all throughout Scripture. Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God above all else. Live righteously and he will give you everything you need. Seeking the Lord needs to be a priority of our lives. And the Lord actually looks. He looks upon the earth to see if there's anyone that is seeking after him. I kind of find that interesting. Why does he need to look? Are there some times when the people of this world aren't seeking him? Obviously there is. And so the Lord is looking for those who are seeking after him, that he might bless them, that he might encourage them, that he might strengthen them. And I know there's so many things that are vying for our attention in this world that we live. A lot of false ways out there as well. And God is quite clear, we need to seek after him. He's the answer. He's the answer. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Pretty much everyone knows that one. I've mentioned it enough over these last past year. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I'll restore their land. That's a good prayer for our nation of Canada, that if we will return unto the Lord, he'll restore the land. He's the one that can restore it. So the way to experience the answers of life, seek the Lord. Humble ourselves. Make changes in our lives. Repent of our sins. Pray unto the Lord. Begin to seek him with all of our hearts and to come before him with thankfulness. So thankful hearts, thankful prayers, they get the attention of God and answers get released. New strength begins to rise. They that wait upon the Lord shall what will renew their strength. Again, all atmosphere changers. Thankfulness in all these areas brings about an atmosphere change. So as we look to the Lord, seek him with prayer, seek him with study into the word, seek him by serving him, seeking him with areas of praise and thanksgiving. Those are all important that he's looking for from us. And then lastly, in bringing thanks, we need to remember what he has done. God has done so much for us, and we need to remind ourselves at times what he has done and to give thanks for that. We want to be careful that we don't neglect to remember the things that God has done in our past and also in our present. 1 Chronicles 16:12 says, "Remember the wonders he has performed, his miracles and the rulings he has given." You know, I was thinking of that song that we sing here. I was wondering if they're going to do it this morning. What he's done, all the glory and the honor to the Son. My sins are forgiven. My future is heaven. I thank God for all he's done. You need to remember that. Thank God for all he's done. Take time to remember. Sometimes we're quite forgetful, even with the Lord. And we need to remind ourselves of blessings that we've received throughout our lives and to give thanks for all that he has done. And again, when you take time to remember, again, atmosphere changer. It'll change your atmosphere because it's going to bring you back to what's good. Even in our own relationships, as you know, you can get ticked off with somebody or whatever, we'll start thinking about some good things that you've done together. I tell you, it'll change the atmosphere and get rid of the other part that leaves, and you begin to rejoice in one another. So remembrance helps us get back on track, gets us back to a true perspective that should cause then thanksgiving to arise to the surface. So take some time. Remind yourself this morning of some of those blessings, some of those answers to your prayers. Remind yourself of some of the good things that God has done in your life. And even though maybe you're facing something that's hard or difficult right now, that as you look back and see what God has done, it'll give you a hope that God is going to do something great again and intervene for you. We want to be a people that have thankful hearts. And as we approach our God, you know, we want to have thankful hearts in our worship, remembering what the Lord has done. You know, another song that I was thinking of is "The Goodness of God." All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so good. I will sing of the goodness of God. I'm not going to stop singing of that goodness. Take time to remember.